Hey there, boundary breakers. This is Riley Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things healthy boundaries and personal peace. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion when you stumble and face those inevitable moments of failure. Ever feel like a colossal mess-up machine? You know that feeling when you trip over air molecules, miss deadlines, or completely bomb that karaoke rendition of your favorite song? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Failure is not a badge of shame, it's a stepping stone on the road to growth. It's like tripping and realizing you need to tighten those shoelaces. The key is learning to navigate those missteps with kindness and understanding towards ourselves. Let's talk about 5 powerful takeaways that can help us cultivate this superpower of self-compassion when we face the dreaded F word. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Instead of shoving those feelings down like an unwanted souffle, let yourself feel them. The disappointment, the frustration, even the embarrassment. Bottling up emotions only creates pressure that eventually explodes, trust me. Accept those feelings, acknowledge their presence, and give yourself permission to process them. Remember, feeling your feels is healthy, not weak. 2. Shift your inner dialogue. Think of your inner voice as a super-powered radio station blasting messages all day long. Are you playing reruns of negativity or spinning tales of inadequacy? Time to change the channel. Practice replacing those critical thoughts with kinder, more supportive ones. Instead of, I'm such a failure, try, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience. 3. Reframe failure as learning. This one is golden. Remember that Einstein famously said, the only source of knowledge is experience. That means every misstep, every blunder, every epic fail is an opportunity to learn something valuable. Ask yourself, what can I glean from this situation? What can I do differently next time? 4. Treat yourself with kindness. How would you talk to your best friend if they stumbled? Would you berate them or offer a listening ear and words of encouragement? Extend that same compassion to yourself. Be patient, be understanding, and remember that you are worthy of love and support, even when things don't go according to plan. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about making time for activities that bring you joy, spending time with loved ones, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, the whole shebang. Okay, picture this. You're working on a project at work, putting in countless hours, pouring your heart and soul into it. Finally, the day arrives for the big presentation, and bam! You blank out mid-sentence, forgetting key points. Disaster, right? But wait, before you spiral into a pit of self-doubt, take a deep breath and remember our 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge that feeling of disappointment, but don't let it consume you. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most seasoned professionals. Treat yourself with kindness. You've been working hard, and this doesn't define your worth. Use this experience as an opportunity to learn. Analyze what went wrong, jot down notes for improvement, and know that next time, you'll be even more prepared. And hey, maybe treat yourself to a celebratory pizza after the presentation, because you deserve it. So, remember, boundary breakers, failure is not the enemy, it's a compass pointing us towards growth and resilience. Embrace those stumbles with self-compassion, learn from them, and keep on rocking your world. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-love, especially when things get tough. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.